thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Psalm 38:11, my relatives stand afar off. To set your goals, discern who belongs in your life and who doesn't. One of the toughest parts about reaching your goal is discovering that some of the people closest to you don't share it or want to be part of it. You can spend years trying to convince them. You may even be able to buy their short-term loyalty, but eventually they'll leave you, often breaking your heart in the process. Paul wrote, "All those in Asia have turned away from me. Demas has forsaken me, having loved his present world." Can't you hear the heartache and disappointment in his words? And when God gives you a great goal, you may experience the same thing. It's said, in prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. How true. When disaster blindsided Job, he said, "All my close friends abhor me, and those whom I love have turned against me." David's experience caused him to say, "My relatives stand afar off." Solomon, in his wisdom, sums it all up. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth. The truth is that people who don't respect your goal will detract from it. You can minister to them and try to encourage them with words that strengthen and bless. But if you insist on holding on to them like an infected tooth, they will end up hurting you. Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet." In order to reach your God-given goal, sometimes you have to do that. That's How to Set Your Goals, Part 5, from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.